Hey, good morning and welcome to the Seven Figure Service Business Podcast. My name is John Stevenson and I just had a phone call with a gentleman actually in my old stomping ground, Las Vegas. And he has a window cleaning company just barely starting out. And he's pretty young, not as young as I was when I started my first business, but I would say close enough. It was very interesting to have a conversation with him, just because obviously I can see where I'm at right now, my confidence level right now in building a window cleaning business. I know I can go to any town or city right now and build a multi-million dollar window cleaning business just like that. Well, I mean, not just like that, but I can, because I know what to do. I've done it three times. I know exactly what to plug in. So I know how to do it quickly and efficiently. And I think about these people that have never done a business before. And so this is his first business and he's getting it off the ground. He's not really sure what to do. And so I gave him some tips. But you know, I could tell that he was scared. I could tell that he was terrified. And you know, I think that comes just from not knowing, obviously not really knowing what to expect. And I felt for him, because I was just like, I could almost see myself almost 20 years ago. All I can say is, if you're going to go out and you're going to start a business, you've got to have some sort of belief in yourself, and you got to have something in you. I don't know how to explain it, but something that is so deep, your desire is so strong that you can taste it. You will stop at nothing to get to your goals. And you're willing to risk it all. You know, I have risked it all several times, and not just in window cleaning businesses. I've risked a lot of money in a lot of other business ventures that have lost me a lot. And it was frustrating. But I cannot recommend that enough, because you really do fail your way to success. So the more you're willing to put yourself out there, the more things you're willing to try, the more you're willing to fail, it's literally going to put you in a position in life where you're going to succeed. You're going to eventually succeed. And it's not going to be easy. It'll definitely be hard. But it will absolutely be worth it. Absolutely be worth it. All that hard work, that labor, that maybe just, I don't know, fear that you're willing to overcome, is worth it. It's worth it in the end. Anyway, so we had a conversation. I gave him some tips, and you know, he's not making hardly anything right now, and he'd like to replace his income. He's making like $3,000 a month right now, gross. And I showed him basically how he could replace his income in less than 2 months. And heck, he could do it in a month if he wanted to. He just has to be willing to go out there and hit the streets, knock doors, and talk to people. It's all a numbers game. And he doesn't have any money to start up. He doesn't have any money for advertising, which is fine. No big deal, because I started my companies that way. I have no problem, even when I do have money. Obviously, I have plugged in my advertising for my other companies when I had it, but I've always done the things that don't cost you any money as well. And I was willing to go out, knock on doors, and talk to people. I know that I can talk to 10 or 20 people and get a couple of little accounts. Yeah, there may not be much, but they'll probably be worth between $50 and $100 a month. And I do that a few times a day. And I do that 5 times a week, 4 times a month. It adds up. Now, all of a sudden, if I'm adding $50 a day minimum, I'll add $250 a week easy in recurring revenue. Okay, that's just storefronts. If I want to do that over a month's time, the end of a month, I'll have $1,000 a month in recurring revenue, just like that. Okay, and I've built it twice as fast as that. If you're willing to go out there and knock doors for 8 or 9 hours and not willing to stop until you have at least $200 in reoccurring revenue for that day, which would be crazy. I've done it before, but then you're going to grow your business that much faster. I mean, what if you're willing to go out there and just be relentless, and let's say you only add $100 a day. Still, $100 a day is $2,000 a month if you're doing it 5 days a week. Okay, literally in 6 weeks, you got a business that's making you a lot of money. And then you can keep growing it, and then you could throw someone on there and they could take care of it for you, and it frees up your time so you can get more. It really is that simple. And guys, I've done this 3 times. I know. I promise you, it is that simple. It might be a little difficult to go out and talk to people, but I guarantee you, after about 5 to 10 people, it's not going to be a big deal. It's just going to roll off your tongue when you go in your pitch. I mean, I could roll it out right now. I'll show you right now. You guys want to add $120,000 in revenue right now? All right. Here's what you do. I want you to go into. I want you to go into at least 50 new storefronts a day. That's it. 50. That's your assignment. That's all you need to do every single day. Walk into 50 storefronts or businesses, whatever the heck they are. I don't care. Just start with storefronts. And I promise you're going to get some accounts. Just go in there and say, hey, my name's John. I own a window cleaning business, window agency, whatever it is. We take care of window cleaning. We provide professional window cleaning on a regular basis. We like to take care of your windows for $13 every 2 weeks. We can put it on a credit card if that's easier. But the reason why we keep it so cheap is because when we do it often, it's easy for us to maintain, and then it stays cheap for you, and your windows always stay clean. And you don't have to worry about trying to call us for us to show up either, because we'll throw this in the schedule. Once it's in the schedule, it's never deleted, and we'll show up like clockwork. Would you be interested in getting started? I mean, it's that simple, okay? Or if you want to go shorter and easier, just walk in and say, hey, I own a window cleaning business. I saw your windows, and we'd love to offer you a weekly window cleaning for $10. All outside windows plus the inside of the door. What do you think? And they'll say, yes or no. Okay, or let me get my manager, right? And then they get a manager. You say the same thing over and over. You say it again. You say, hey, I own a local window cleaning business, J&J Window Wash. We do storefront window cleaning, and we'd love to take care of your windows for $13 every 2 weeks. And we'll get you on the schedule right now if you're interested, and you won't have to worry about us not showing up, because we'll throw this in the schedule and we'll throw up like clockwork. Your windows will stay clean, the price stay cheap, and of course the reason why we can do it so cheap is because when it's done often, it's easy for us to maintain, which of course makes it a benefit for you. So that's simple. All right, obviously I changed it around a little bit, but you can kind of see, get an idea how I do it. Okay, it's not hard. Go in and do this like 10 times. I guarantee you after that, you would get used to it. People are usually pretty cool. They'll say no or yes, okay? I don't really run into jerks, okay? People are just nice. If you walk in, you're smiling, you're nice too, then you'll be fine. It's really easy, okay? It is not rocket science, I promise. I think that people just get scared. They get scared of nothing. They get scared of I don't know what they get scared of. They get scared of things that they think that might happen that never will happen to them. Here's the thing. Window cleaning, especially at this price, it's very low barrier of entry, okay? You're not asking for $1,000, okay? Come on, try being a salesperson on my team. We're selling $10,000 programs. Yeah, try doing that. That's a lot harder. Actually, we got different programs, but I mean, some of them are more expensive, some of them are less, but think about that. That's hard. Okay. That's, but at the same time, it's all relative. I mean, my program, yeah, sure. You're paying several thousand dollars for it, but you're getting years and years of experience from someone who knows how to get you from zero to 10,000 a month rather in a short time. So, there's value obviously, but here's the thing. You're washing someone's window. Okay. You're not asking them for the world. You're asking for 10 bucks. That's so easy to say yes to. That's so easy. And then it's so easy to get an account, and then you slide another one in, and then you slide another one in. I don't need that many accounts to be successful. What if I only need like 2 biweekly accounts at 13 bucks? That's it. I could walk in a few storefronts and get them and say, hey, $13 every 2 weeks. Yeah. Sounds good. All right. That's 26 bucks a month right there. for one account, right? 13 every 2 weeks. But let's say I get two accounts. That's $52 a month in reoccurring revenue I just got. Okay? Do you guys see where we're going with this? It's not hard. That I just showed you how to add $1,000. Okay? $1,000 a month in reoccurring revenue. That is how I built my commercial route for Window Agency. That's how I got it up to $120,000 a year in 5 months. Because I went in and I just kept getting these and I kept sliding them in and made my route tighter and tighter and tighter. And then, you know, by the time, I didn't even wait 5 months, by the time like 3 or 4 months came around, I hired a guy to do it. And I said, hey, I'll pay you 40%. You do all the work and you'll make at least 20 bucks an hour, you know, because I can do 6 or 7 of these small little podunk $10 storefronts in an hour. So if I'm making 60, 70 bucks an hour, if I'm paying someone 40%, they're making at least 20, a little bit more, which is great because it covers their gas. They're using their car. It's just good for them. It's good for me. It's good for everyone. Okay. It's cheap for the customer. Their windows stay clean. Your employee is happy because they're making more money than they make somewhere else and they got a flexible schedule. And you're happy because you're getting rich. Okay, you're getting rich off of window cleaning, off of storefront window cleaning, off of these accounts that are easy to get. It's not hard to sell a $10 account, okay? It's not. Obviously, there are some accounts that are like 30 bucks every 2 weeks or even $50 a month or whatever, you know. But yeah, I mean, you knock on doors, you just keep talking to people and talk as many as you can. I promise you, you're going to grow your business. You will. Do the work that most people are not willing to do to live the life that they're not going to ever be able to live later on. Okay. All right. That's what I got for you today. Thanks for listening, guys. Have an awesome day.